Hello. Three lines from the bottom. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyam. We hear in the Mishnah that Shloishim Atbeis Zel Gavzem is Chayv Lahachiz, and the reason for this is that was Zicha Hinuach, someone Zicha put it there Bekavone, there's a Simen, so therefore he's Chayv Lahachiz. We had a machloikis between Abchanine, Rabbi Yochanan, what exactly the case of Shloisha Matbeis El Gavzeh. Abchanine, Rabbi Yitzchak Migdoloh held it was made like a pyramid. And Rabbi Yochanan held that a fellow, they were three Matbeis of the same width, and one is on top of the other, that's also a heichachet that it was put down there bekavon, it's not derech nefila. Abchanina holds that could be three coins, if it's not like a pyramid, could be ischamuyi, ischami. Bahadi adodi nofel, so mamela could be it's derech nefila, and if it's derech nefila, so there's no simin, so he could keep it. Aval kaponim, we have here our Mishnah, Shloisha Matbeis Zeal Gavzem, is a Heichoche, that it's Derech Hanoche, and is a Chiev Lahachiz. Boy Rabbi Yirmiye Kishir Mahu, Kishir, Sarashi says, Muteles Be'igul Ketz Odot, made like a bracelet. Do I say that this pattern, it's not Zel Gavzeh, is this pattern also a Heichoche that it was Terech Hanoche was put on Bekavone? Or do I say Ischamu Yischame? Kishure Mahu, what if it's like a straight line? Kechatsuve Mahu, what if it's like a Sego? So Rashi says, Kishuro, Zuetzel Zu, Kachatzuve, Kigimel, Ragle, Kamkam, Kolechot, Kenegid, Aver, Shosheni, Kozeh, like a Segel. Do I say this pattern is a Heichoche, that it is Derech Hanoche was put down, or could be Ischamu, Ischame? Kisulomahu. What is the Taich Kisulom? Roiv emtsoi ala tachtoin, veroiv ha'elyein ala emtsoi. So we have three coins. It's not zu al gav zu. It is like steps. Roiv of the middle coin is on the bottom coin. Roiv of the top coin is on the middle coin. Kamei mailois, like steps, shekeiren ash kulinush. So these were all shailas of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So the Gemara answers, pshoit meha chode. No one we can't be pashit. I don't know about the others, but al kaponim one we can't be pashit. The Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Baravue, Ko she'ilu machnis lo kisem b'neyem v'noitlam b'basachas, if one can take a small piece of wood and put it b'neyem and he can pick them up b'basachas, chayiv lahachiz. Ko she'ilu machnis, pshayit mehod Rav Nachman cho, the one we can be patient from Rav Nachman, ko she'ilu machnis v'chihavu kisulam nitolam b'basachas. Now, exactly what this means, ko shilu machnis lo kisem beinehem, the Rishash is moichik to lo, ko shilu machnis kisem beinehem v'noitlam b'basachas, Chaim Lahachis is very unclear exactly how this is done. The Ravid in the Shita Mekabetza says that Kol Shilu, the Loshen of the Ravid is Kol Shilu Machnis Kisem Tachteyem. If he can put a kisem underneath the bottom matbeya and he can pick all three up, that's a little bit more understandable. Tachteyem. It is very unclear if Tachteyem, so why Kishure, we don't have the L'chaya. You could also put a kisem Tachteyem. You also can pick up all three. I saw the Nachlas Moshe says, according to Rabbi Baravua said, Al Koponim, this klal, that Kol Shi'ilu Machnis Kisem Tachteyem, so he says, Rabbi Baravua Zicha holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that Zu al Gavzu, even if it's not made like a pyramid, it's also a simin that it was put there by Kavonet, because he can put the kisim underneath the bottom coin and he can pick up all three coins. It's very interesting in Shulchan Aruch, this memra of Rav Baravua is brought down, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. In Shulchan Aruch we paskin like Rav Chanina. So, for somehow, it doesn't work by Rabbi Yochanan. So it's very, you have to understand clearly this inyan of Machnis Lakisim, Beneim, Batachteim, Beneitim, Basachas, exactly what this means. Boy Rabashi Klal Dashaile, Ka'avne Beiskulis Mal. So Rashi says, Makulis vehi shem avodah zorah lekamei mafor sheichi over. There was a certain avodah zorah that was made with three stones. So what if you had three matbeis that looked like this base kulis? It was set up like this base kulis. Is this called a simin? Like, it's, I see that it was put down. Not the Nafil, it's the Chanoche. Toshma. So this the Gemara brings up a raise. The Sanya, Motza, Mois, Mephazoris, Reilu, Shaloi, Ka'avnei, Beis, Kulis, Chayv, Lahachis. Here we have enough in the Baraisa that Ka'avnei, Beis, Kulis is Chayv, Lahachis. Reilu, Hein, Avnei, Beis, Kulis, Achas, Mikan, Ba'achas, Mikan, Ba'achas, Al Gabeyan. So Rashi says, achas mikan, vashlishis, chetshia al zeh, vachetshia al zeh. So he also had a stickle problem, l'chayre, why don't we have, l'chayre, rabba barabu is klau, kol shilu machnis lokisem, beneim o tachteim, l'chayre, this could work by avni beis kulis also. No, because of a raisa. And l'chayre, it should break here also. It's very interesting. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that Shulchan Aruch, Simen Rei Samach Beis, Sif Yud Beis, it says, Motzo shloishem atbei zeh agav zeh v'heim asuyim kemigdol ayim. Then the Ramah says, oy shahoyu menochem kesulam. Right. Oy the Mechaba says further, shoy echad mikan v'echad mikan v'echad al gabeyim, kidei shim yachnis kisim b'neim yinotl babasachas chayv lahachiz. So the Mechaba says the din of Shim Yachnis Kisim Bineim Yinot Lubasachas on Mamish the case of Beis Kulis. The Goyin says it's a Grais. And it's going on Sulam. It's going, that's what the Goyin says. But on Kaponim, Baal Koponim, it's very unclear, this whole concept, Shim Yachnis Kisim B'nem Yinot L'Babasach, is exactly when this applies and when this doesn't apply. Yeah. Yeah. Let us see, Taishwiz. Ka'avnei Beis Kulis Mikan Oimer Rabbeinu Tam The Ein Shem Avodizore Mar Kulis. It's not called Mar Kulis. Elo Kulis Kedemrinin Hoche. It's called Kulis because it says Avnei Beis Kulis, so it's a Beis Mar Kulis. V'ho de Korile Ba'alme Mar Kulis. We see Chazal when they speak about Rashi being said, "Kavni beis kulis mar kulis v'shem abay dezore." Or the kolay balma mar kulis haynu chilof kilos. Mar means instead of kilos, it is kulis. Dehem koyrim kilos loshin shevach. They called it kilos. V'chachomim ichlifu lignai loshin lag v'keles. Umaru chiluf, to my mar the shrut instead of a shrute to pay gidanoshe, umar the parzel, the geizel basre, but al koponim, it's very interesting that the Taisus Arosh brings down, machlalo yizocher apicha, how Chazal tell us a simen of Matbeis, which is Derech Hinuch, and you use an Avodah, the Shem Avodah Zoreh. So the Taisus Arosh brings down the Rabbeinu Tam, and Shulbik, the Avodah Zoreh is not Kulis, it's Kilos. We're speaking, we're base Kulis, it means base Keles, it's a Gnai. Lag V'Keles. Or Mar Kulis means we're Machlefit to Kulis. But Al Kaponim, there was called Kilos, and we call it Kulis. Tana Rabbana, Amaitzi Sela Bishuk. Person found one Sela. Matzoi Chaveiroi, Amaloi Shaliu. It's my coin. Chadoshi, a new coin. Mirainisi, it's from the Nirin Kesa Kosabalera, she says. Or shall Melech Plainihi Layamaklum. So it's nothing. Layayda Vilush my Kosabalera Layamaklum. Lefi Shain Simin Lamadbeya. The Oma Duma Fuki Afkeminish Achini Nofa. The Chadushi Aram Memison says that the last Dume Afuki Afke Mini Shachini Nochal. Rudisharan says Bemison, this is a Isofe, could be of the Rishonim. And he says that we have here a Kaponim two distinct svaras in the Gemara. One svara will say Lafi Sha'ain Simin Limadbay. That means I say it's a new coin. I say Chadoshihi. They were printed, were minted, 10,000 new coins. So that's no simon, it's yours, because there's so many of them. And Fakert Dvar Yaakov says, that's the Chiddush Nirunisi, Shal Melech Ploinihi, it's going, the Melech Niroin Kesar, there was a million coins that were minted in his time. So it was such a coin, Shkoyach. That's it, it's not a simon. Shamelech Ploini, could be was that Ploini Almoini, he didn't give out too many coins. But it's also Ein Simin Lamadbeya, because a Madbeya is an article that there are Al Kaponim, many of them floating around. Some amela. So there were whatever simin you tell me, it's not ain't simin lamadbeya. Now it says, "Vafilu shmoi kosev aleh." Now shmoi kosev aleh. So the Ran wants to say as follows. The Ran wants to say, let us say, this person had $5 bills, and he wrote on each dollar bill, he wrote his name, right? Wrote his name. So this he gave. Don't tell me that all dollar bills have my name on them. I wrote my name on all the dollar bills I have. I wrote my name. Is Dilma Afuki Afke Meinish Achini Nofa. So the Ran says, he brings from the Ramban, the Pshat is like this. We're not Chayish Lashaka over here. But Chayish like this. Let's say a person has $5 $1, but whenever he gets a dollar bill, he writes his name on the dollar bill or the bill that should be made by a basic or whatever his Chayish bin is, but he writes his name on the dollar bill. Fine. So we know clearly that this dollar bill was once in his possession. Now, but the best of people, you have a dollar bill, you buy things with a dollar bill. So now, let us think of a scenario that he went, he had these $5 $1 bills, and he went and bought something with one of the dollar bills. Then he lost another dollar bill. He lost another dollar bill of his. And it could very well be that the person who he had given the first dollar bill also lost it. I mean, you see things that can be lost. Now someone found a dollar bill, and he comes over to this person, and he says, you know, I lost a dollar, which is also true. And my name was written on it. And Yenna looks at the dollar bill, and Taki's name is written on it. That's Taki, right? But it's not a choche that it's your dollar bill. Could be you had used this dollar bill, you bought something with it, you'd written your name on Yenna's dollar bill, so could be this is yet, this was lost from someone else. So that's a fee ain't. So Safilush my kosabolov dilmafuki afkamina shachini nova. So that is no raya. But the Ran says, what'll be the din if let's say he had a matbeya and there was a crack in the matbeya? And he lost the now he didn't make cracks in all his matbeyas. This matbeya had a crack. And now he lost the matbeya. And he tells him, he says, you know, I lost a quarter and there was a crack in the quarter. And Yenne found the quarter and he sees a crack in the quarter. That will be a simen taker. We're not chayish for sheker over here. So that means we believe him, you lost the quarter. The shaila is this the quarter that you lost? So on every dollar bill that you have, you write your name on it, so it's not mukhak that this is your dollar bill. Couldn't be you bought something with a dollar bill and the person who received this dollar bill also lost it. So it could be this is his dollar bill. So therefore, Duma Fuki Afko Mini Hine Shachini Nofo, that's if he wrote his name on it, Fulush my Kosovo. But if there's another simon on the coin and he says that he lost it with the simon, so he says, Ainachaname, but I can return it then. Zakta Mishnah Vaita, Motza Acher Hagape, Ayacher Hageder. What is this? Acher Hagape, behind Agape or Hageder. Goizlois Mikushot. You have Goizlois, you have pigeons that they're tied up. Gapo stimas koisu shalaitze shalkanin. It's a type of a wall of a barrier made out of eights. Ngeda shalavonim. Oibishvilen shebesodis. Areza lo yigaben. You found it, leave it there. Don't touch it. Motza kli ba ashpe, if he found a kli that was hidden, buried in the ashpe, mechusa la yigaboy, megula naita lamachis. Mechusa la yigaboy, so here Rashi says, la yigaben taima mefos begmora, that's by the goizlois, mekushol. Mechusa la yigaboy da einzo aveide, shimusa la leo balaisucha lisalem, the mishtamahu, If it's in the Ashpa and it's Mechusas, I'll leave it there. This is, was put away. This was hidden there. So there's no mitzvah of Hashem as Aveda, Leisutha Leisalam. It's not an Aveda. Now we're going back to the first halach. He found Gois Leis Mikushorim Acher Agag. My time. So why do we say Lo Yiga Behem? Temrini Hani Inish Atzni Inehoche. Someone put it there. He left it there. V'yishokelohu. And if he's going to take it, less lohu lemarayu simna begabayu. There's no simin. So memele, you're going to go and take it, so you're being mafsed the bailam. Like this, the bailam will come back, and he left it there, the bailam left it there, he'll come back and take it. You're going to be a good-hearted person, you're going to pick it up. So if I can't, you were mafsed the bailam. Now what's going to be with it? There's no simin, so mamela, so you mafsid the baila. Hilkach lishavkino adaosi marayi v'shokl. Leave it there, the baila will come and take it. Frek the gemore, v'amai lehevi kesher simne. L'chayre, there's a simon that says, goizleis nekusholim. So from the kesha, you can, there's a simon how the kesha was made. So we'll see, the Gemara held there'd be a bigger teiva to pick it up, and be machiz it, and there's a simon. So Omar Rabbi Abba Bazar, the Marab, the Mekushorim, the Kanfeim, they're speaking about that they're tied by their wings, the kulal mihochi mekatrolu. Everyone ties it like this, so there's no simin. So Mamela, so again, leave it there by taking it away, being mafsid the baila. Lehevi mokim simin. So the Gemara asks, but let the mokim be a simin. According to Rav, mokim is a simin. So it's behind the gape. So the Gemara says, Omar Avukve Bachome Bimadode. It's speaking about that they're hopping. That means even though the wings are tied, but they can still hop around. So there's no simin mokim. I feel that they were put down in one area, but they're not there now. They're zicha moved. So memele, so again, so there's no simin, so leave it there. So there's no simin mokim either. Ibe madodim, so if they're hopping around, so could be, me'alma osi, umatorim, so let them take it then. So if you have here birds, that it's not, there's no simin to them, and since they're madodim, so it could very well be that they came me'alma. So I see birds ma'alma without a simon, so let him take them for himself. Why is it in lo'yiga behem? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ika le'meime ma'alma. But you're 100% right. Since they're madodim, it could be that they came me'alma and could be, you're allowed to take it. But but it could also be that someone put them there. So I don't know if someone put them there, or if they're a Veda, or they came there by themselves. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi b'madodim. So Rashi says, "Mimokim l'mokim." They're hopping from one place to another. So the Gemara says, "If it's madodim, me'alma osi be'ein zehinuach." So no one put it there. V'kivin de'ein b'msimin ne'me harei elu shaloi.
The Gemara says you're right. Vika lameime inish atzne inu. A person put it there. Hoyul umakusharim. I think Rashi means to say that if it wouldn't be makusha, so then it's an aveda midas. You put down goyfus and you say, you go away, I'll be back in 5 minutes. That's called an aveda midas if they wouldn't be makusha. But since I see that the Mekushorim, so could very well be that they were put down in this area, and the Bailam intends to come back. Is Safik Inuach Bedovo Shain Baisinim? The Chosh came back the Inuach. So it means they have something. Could be someone put it down. There's no simon. About the gemist, if the tzvadi inuach zichi, you shouldn't suffik inuach. That means it could be it's tak mevede and you have to take it. But a philosophic inuach, and it's aimed by simon, chatchila layital, so you shouldn't take it. The shockless law, because if you're going to take it, lekele marayu simonim lemesebu, the bailam do not have a simon. The opposite, you're gonna take it, so what's gonna be? You're taking it, so you did a gewaldic azach, so now it's avadai lost from the bailam. Hilkach lo yito, so don't take it. Va bailam yizachu, they'll remind themselves that they put it down here, yavayu v'yitlum. So by taking it, you're being mafsid biyodayim the bailam. Vimnota lo yachzer, but if you did take it, so don't give it back, to lek it, the yoyim simne. No one is giving a simen. So Taisri says, Sakashe, so it's poshet. I mean, what is Rashi saying? It doesn't have a simen, and, so don't give it back. The person who wants to take it, the lek it, the yoyim simne, fashtaitzach, I mean, that's the Chiddush. So the Vayakir brings down from the Pnei Yeshua. The Yeshua says that Bala Sodom comes to him and he says, you know, I saw you took the Geizlis are mine. And my Sodom. I don't have a Simen, but they're in my Sodom, so I'm going to give them back to me. So the Chiddush is, that I'm toile comes mehubedalman, doesn't come from you, so mehmelan, therefore I can't give it back to you. You're not giving me a simit, but you're telling me since it wasn't your sada, that's a rai, it's yours, that is not proof that it's yours. So mehmelan, so lo yachse. Let us see taisvis. So taisvis, achar agape, mocking, so now taisvis, is going to explain what the tzir of the Mishnah is. Mokem shemishtamreis ktsas. This is a place that it's not mishtamre legamri, but it's mishtamre ktsas. Avo motze b'mokem she'enei mishtamre klal. Vadi avedi, no one put it away over here. Because you don't put it away in a place that's in the Mishtama cloud. So a zikha was lost when he said, Aishua Bailam, Kimishayim Bosime. So Al-Kochov that's speaking about was put away with an intent, and the Bailam held, since it's Mishtama Ktsas, he's gonna come back in 5 minutes. So in 5 minutes you don't have to worry that it will be taken away. Perhaps he forgot, and can come back the next 5 minutes, but I'll copon him. So that's the case of the Mishnah. If it's not Mishtama at all, so Aizicha toilet's not, so a person didn't put it there, so Aizicha was lost. Vadi Abedi Nisai Shabbai. Vloi Mairi Hoche b'Mishtama Legamri. Now it's not speaking about b'Mishtama Legamri, and it's mocking Mishumah. But the Porich, Big Morah, will have a Kesher Simen. The Gemara asked the Kasha, why does it say, Mayiga Behem, Levi Kasha Simen, what does that mean? Kloima, Vito Viachis, it's a Simen, let him take it. Obamokima Mishtama, Afilu Yesh Boy Simen, Mayiga Boy. Amokima Mishtama, Afilu Yesh Boy Simen, Mayiga Boy. Dos Nam. Motzo kli tomon ba'ashpe lo yigaboy. Obe yesh bei seminari, mit akama vi megula, noita lo machis. So Tosfos says, so Tosfos wants to be magdil the mokim of what the Mishnah is speaking about. So Tosfos says, if it is speaking about that, if it is speaking about that it's mishtama legamri, if it's speaking about it's mishtama legamri, so what's the Gemara's kasha? That you should go, what's the Gemara's kasha? What the kasha be a simen? If it's mishtama legamri, so why should you take it at all? Leave it there. And that's the thing, Zarai, a mocking that's Mishtama Lagamri, that says in the Mishnah further, Motzakli Bashvim Mechusala Yigaboy. The Chain Lael, that's the thing, another Raya, Oma Motzaveide, Imroiv Yisrael Chayim Lahachiz. It says, it's a Mishnah Machshir, and Loiv Yisrael Chayv Lachis. M'kein Yesh Bo Simenayri. M'kelo Betomen Ba'ashpe, V'nimloch Oleo Lefanoiso. And that's why Chayv Lachis. Avam Loi Nimloch Le'yigabo. I once heard a shtikol ha'ore, Rabbi Kivega says, if you have something that is a suffix, if someone lost it, it's suffix in Nuach, and it's, in suffix someone lost it, and it's b'mokim shemishtama legamri, then here's a simen. So Rabbi Kivega says, what should you do? So Rabbi Kivega says, you know, you should zikha be meitel lamachet, b'monavshach. If someone put it down, look, so he won't lose anything by you being machris. We don't need you, but he won't lose anything. And if someone lost it, so if he lost it, he doesn't know it. Mishtama legamri, very good. But the person who lost it does not know at all where it is. So Rabbi Kivega says, Amokim, Rabbi Kivega Davchav Gimel Amadalov says this halacha, that amokim that's mishtama is legamri, if there's a sofik nefila, sofik hinuach, the din zishicha should be machas. And here Tosfos says that amokim she mishtama legamri lo yigaboy. Once asked this to Rav Chazan Zechayin Lebochas, he said Tosfos is going before the Gemara knew that it's speaking about Madodim. The Gemara says, Madodim, I almost say. By Madodim, I can think that it came Mealma. If it's not Madodim, I don't have to think Bechlau that it came Mealma. But if I think it could come Mealma already, and it has a Simen, so then then Rabbi Kivega is right. Here we're speaking about the Mokim Shemishtam Gamri that Mechayrib was put there, was Tzvadai Hinuach, not Tzofik Hinuach. Al Kaponim, so Taisu says it's speaking about a mokim hamishtama ktsas, and therefore have a simen, the Gemara held that, so you're doing a taiva, min mishtama ktsas. It could be I mean, if there's no simin, so you're not doing a taida. Mishtama ktas, so it could be the Bialim will remind themselves, and it'll come back. If you take it away and there's no simin, so mamishu am abedit from it. But if it have a simin, but mokim shem mishtama ktas, that's what Taisva says, mokim shem mishtama ktas, it has a simin, you should be machizit, you're amzicha doing a taiva to the Bialim. Rabbi Kaveika clears a shayla later, a mokim shem mishtama ktas. Like this, the din is, if a person finds an aveda, and he has a job. So the din is, he goes to Be'esol, but by being meshiv the aveda, he's not gonna work today. So he's gonna lose money. So he goes to Bezen, before he's meshiv the aveda, and he tells Bezen, I found an aveda, and I'm taking off from work today, and the mail I want to be recompensated for the hefsa that I had. And then nechanami, that's the aloche take. Kveika klaus a sofig, a mokim that's mishtama ktsas, and there is a simen, and he has a job, if he should take the aveda. Because, like this, if he doesn't have a job, so my mail, it's hakol hevach, it's mishtama ktsas. So you'll take it, you'll be machas, and you're doing a taiva to the bailam. Here, who knows, it's mishtama ktas. If you won't take it, could be the bailam will get it back. He won't have to give you a cut for your day's work. So the kevega is mesupik, if lamaise, a case that's mishtama ktas, if he's master with nebez. Anyway, Kapon, so Taisvis gave us the guidelines. Taisvis says, "Bekitza, a mokim that's mishtama legamri, the zicha no din to be maches. A mokim that's mishtama ktas, if there's a simin, you maches. If there's no simin, you leave it there because you zicha doing an avla to the bailam." According to Rove, the Mokim have a sim. Not yet, daf, keep the poizla is the madodim. So here there's no sim in Mokim. It's mishtama ktas. If you're gonna take it, so he doesn't have any sim in. So memela, so that's why the Mishnah spoke about Acher Agape, speaking of the Mokim and mishtama ktas. This geizlas mikushorim, that they're madodim, some in meile, there's no sim in mokim, so there is a din lo yigabe. Avudova acha loy, da havi mokim simin. But any other thing that's not geizlas, so according to Rove, fakert, it's, there's no din of lo yigabe. Fakert is a mokim, you put it down there, by being mach is that I'm doing the biggest taiva to you. Now it's mishtamak tzas. Who knows if he'll be here tomorrow. I'm taking now be mach is and give us a mokim. So the Mishnah is meridik meduyik that it spoke about this aloche by geislas mikushok. Even the enemy mishtamak legamri. So letrov it's meridik. Ula rabbi. According to Rabbi, the Oma Mokim Loihavi Simin, Mokim is not a Simin. So why did he speak about Geizlus? Speak about anything that there's no Simin to it. Not got Geizlus Lashminin, Afal Gavdavi Sofi Kanuach, the Eagle of Maimed the Ma'alma Osi Loyigabem. He wants to come and tell us that Fakert is a tzad, maybe it's an aveda, it's also miyalman, I can take it. Afal pikein, lo yigabe. For Omar Rav, Abe Bar Zav, the Omar Rav, Sofik yinuach lechatchile lo yitel, for Shlel, vil meini shatzninu. So we're talking about Sofik yinuach,
there's no simin, don't take it. Now, we're going to have a mirror to contest this. V'im notal. But what if he did take it? He shouldn't have taken it. He was a Kazaya tzaddik. He finds, oh, an Aveda. He found an Aveda. And he goes and he took it. Lo yachzer. Now, what is the translation of lo yachzer? He shouldn't put it back. Yesh meforish, so others say pshat as follows. The hainu davke shenotlu vahilichay lebeisay. It's speaking about that he took it home, he found geizleis that don't have a simen. Could be someone put it there. Samokim ha-mishtamek tzatz. He was a big tzaddik, he went and took it home. So now, So the Mishnah says, Rabbi, you took it home. Don't put it, bring it back there. You didn't do any mitzvah by taking it. You shouldn't have taken it to begin with. Because maybe the Bailam came in the meantime looking for it and he didn't find it. He didn't do a mitzvah. But don't put it back now. The yesh, why not? Because you didn't give out the kibubah by taking it. The yesh loch or shema bo Bailam b'soichkar. When you took it home, 10 to 4, and 4 o'clock, the Bailam came, reminded himself, he put down the geizlus over there. He comes, he looks around, there's no geizlus there. So he's miyayish now. But the yish doesn't help you, because you took it 10 to 4, before he was miyayish. He came back 4 o'clock to get back his geizlus. Is lekach lo yachzel lemokim shenotol. Now you can't put it back anymore. Avol im notloy. But what is? Now this is a moedik amachlokes harishayim. I have over here geizlus that don't have a simen. It's a mokim amishtam mekzas. He picks it up. In the nimuchan and mezum and said to me, mekai mitzvah v'shavas haveda. Then someone taps him on the shoulder. Aviyid. There's no mitzvah of Hashem. Okay, what is Shem Sabeidi going to make over here? There's no simen on it. Yeah? Oh. So put it down again. Is there a halacha of lo yachzer in such a case? In the first case, if he took it home, and he comes back a half an hour later, there's ich lo yachzer, because you did a terrible thing. You took it home. Could be the Bailam came back. He saw it's not there. He won't come back again. You're putting it back there is not rectifying what you did. But if you picked it up, I picked it up here. I'm standing here. No one's here yet. Then someone taps me on the shoulder and he tells me, it says, Layigaba. Yeah, I'll put it down again. So others say, then you're allowed to put it down again. So I didn't do anything wrong. And pshat and lo yachzer, the Mishnah means he took it home, and you shouldn't bring it back. V'chein yesh b'Yerushalmi uvde b'Rebbe Abba Bar Zavde Gufe. It was a Meisr Abba Bar Zavde. The Koma Rababa Bazav da Ashkech Chamra Mechusa Bachfisa. The Nosvei. The Mam Shivez a Shaila, this Chamra was wine or a donkey. Let's say the vial, Chfisa we had before is a keli that they hold wine. We had that in end of the first page. So let's say the vial it's wine. We'll see later there's a problem with wine, but let's say it's wine. So he went. There was no simen. Rababa Bazav Dashkech Chamre Mechusa Bechvise was Mechusa, if it wouldn't be Mechusa, be an Aveda Midas, it's Megula, it's an Aveda Midas. No. He found Chamre Mechusa Bechvise. The Nosve, he took it home. Osi Vishoyl Bebeirav, he came to the base. Medrash now, Omru Leilav Yois Abgas, you didn't do a good thing. Who told you to take it? Why did you take it? Omar lohu ahadre? Should I put it back? Omruleiloi? No, don't put it back either. What you did was the wrong thing, but don't put it back. Dilma osamore?
So we see such a thing in the Yerushalmi, like the, I mean, what, that was the first pshat in Tosfos, that lo yachza means if you took it home, don't bring it back, because it could be the Bailam came, he saw it's not there, and he won't come again, and you took it before Yerushalmi. So now you have to hold it already. Now you're stuck with it. The Mamshif asks, if we say chamra is wine, so l'chayi eva simin mokim. So let him, but as I said before, geyslos is no simin mokim because they hop around. But chamra is a simin mokim. So let him be machazin. And from the Yerushalmi it seems he doesn't have an eitzer. That's the Mamshif's kasha. If he wants to say perhaps chamra is a donkey, he was walking around. Okay. That's, yeah, but Taisva says, Umiyu im nota lo yachzer mashme, daksha nota, Taisva says, but you want to say, real pshat in the Mishnah means im nota, they picked it up, lo yachzer. Not allowed to put it down. Va'afagab deloy hilicha l'shemokim, he didn't take it any place. Lo yachzer. You picked it up already? I got news for you. You lo yachzer. V'yesh lefavich. The mayri hoche besofik abeide. Because this is a mokim hamishtamek tzav. But it's a sofik abeide. Dafilo hinicha bailam sham midas daimish shatru. Nisin koi rababe. This rababe bazabe that said sofik inuach. Ulakach im noto lo yachse. Tahashta aveidehi vishakru habayla. Now, so Tais is saying, I'm with the kazach. You found something that's in the mokim shem mishtamak tzas. Fine, that's one thing. But this also, this asafik, maybe the person who put it there could be forgot about it. Could be remind himself later. That could also be. But ba'asher hu shom. Now, it has Hashem aveide. That means, ba'asher hu shom, this person forgot about it. It's in a mokim shem mishtamach tzas. Do you know what that means? Let's add up the equation. It's a mokim shemishtamak tzas. He forgot about it. This is called an aveide. Ba'asher hu shom, it's an aveide. The minute you pick it up, you mechuyev in hashavas aveide. You don't know who to return it to. You have a problem. That's true. You have a problem. But al koponim, you can't shirk your chivra. I'll put it down again. You already became mechuyev ben hashavas aveid. Amar dikazach. Taisva says, dafilu inicha bailam shamidas, taimisha shekhu. It seems that they forgot about it. Beloim mishtam kim ktas mahidum de masnis, the masnisan koi rabab, the sofik inuch, lakain, in not a lo yavse, the hashta baby. Now it has a teres aveid, mishakhu bailam. Let's, for 1 minute, if he would know Shehi Aved, let's say there would be a simen on it. So now let us speak about the scenario. Someone put down an Aved, and he forgot about it. Bashev Hashem now forgot about it. I remind himself, but Bashev Hashem forgot about it. And it says his name on it. wouldn't there be a mitzvah on you to pick it up and to be make a Shabbos Aveda? Basher Usham, it's an Aveda. This is an Aveda. The Kivan, Shimoya Yedei Shi Aveda, Imbukhuyi Bashaboso, Beloishu Magbo. That is a Dinoy Sukhali Salim. Imhu Yedei Shalmiyu. The Kivin Shu Mishtamak Tasla is Yaishu a Bailam. The Bailam on the Yaish, but they're gonna find out. So now we forgot about it. If he would know about it, it would be Miss Yaish, because Mishtamak Tas. Hey, Chida, Hagviya, Ave Machuyi Bishmichosai, Misafik. So now, I don't know, it's a Safik Aveda. Could be someone lost. Safik in the world, Safik someone lost. So, but on the tzad that someone put it there and he forgot about it, so the minute you pick it up, mechuvish miros misofik l'rabba v'shem mechinim Rav Yosef Shem Mezocher ad shetovi liyad bay till shemel yimechuvim avay. So what's it? So they sing a meridik zach. You picked it up, abyi. You became now mechuy misavik, but mechuyim now in a Shabbos Aveda. Maybe someone put it down. Maybe he forgot. So the minute you picked it up, you picked up an Aveda. You can't put it down again. There's a moedike kasha from the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, between you and me, let's ask the true Bailam, what would you prefer? That he should put it down. Let's think mitzad the Bailam. From what will the Bailam gain more? That means like this. If he's gonna put it down again, so there's a chance the Bailam will come back, remind himself, will come back. It could be. But Al Kaponim, there is a possibility that the Bailam might get it. If he picks it up, we tell him now, we throw the book at him, well, you became a chuyiv, a shavis aveda, you're a shoima, you're not allowed to put it down, you'd keep it in your house, achiyavilio, I mean, he doesn't know who to return it to, there's no simin. The Bailam is going to come to him, he looks at, who are you? I'm the Bailam. You approve? No, I couldn't talk. So if we ask the Bailam, we would ask the Bailam, what would you prefer this person to do? To put it back or to take it into his house and keep it there at Shiyob Elio? So the Bailam would say, put it back. Please put it back. Aval PK, Taisma says, the Bailam isn't the Balabos over here. We're not asking. We're asking the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch states, if you pick up an Aveda, you become a shamer on it. You become a shamer on it, and Mamela, you have Chiyuvim. So Mamela, they say over from an Adam Goggle, someone once left rubbers in his house, and when they washed the house, he told them, just wash, don't pick up the rubbers, just wash around the rubbers. Al Kaponim, because when you pick it up, now there's a Chiyuv, Shmira. Al Kaponim, but here the Taisva says this. Taisva says this then, that Pshat lo yachzer, that is Pshat in the Mishnah. The Loidom, Ilizokin, Vein, Ilifik, Voidoy. Dom Arab bepirken ikishen is chayivom. Vom rinem ba moiches asfine eime dom Arab balechaim dan kidel nagri bil yosa. Amo bishar dvorm loi. Aini mishim dezoken le mechayiv ba shove klau. O kach yachz mekoy mei nechay bishmi losa. But yet, let's just see what Taisvi says. Taisvi says, azoken ve'ene lefich moidai. He wasn't mechlal mechuyif to pick it up. And he did pick it up. So there the din is, Taisa says he can put it down again. Because Azokim She'ein Elech Mivayde is part of my Shabbos Aveide. He picked it up, He's not Mechuyev to return it. So therefore, he can't put it down again, because there wasn't Chal Achiyev of Ashobah. The Gemara says, if he Gisho, there was an animal, and he hit the animal, and the animal started running, so now he was mailed in the animal a nature to run away, so he made it a bigger aveda. Now he's mechuyev to take care of this animal already. So that's by Azok and by Enolavich Moide, there was no chiyev. V'chein sloiches te peirik ha-svino le-mechayev klav v'netila da-veinu mitasi v'nechayev klav ha-shavosa. That means the Gemara brings down the Maisa, if someone gave a child a cotton, a tzleiche, a pitcher, and the child gives it over to the chenveni to fill it up. So there, between you and me, this pitcher in the hands of the cotton, how long it's going to be kayim is very debatable. A cotton is a lot about us. So there the Gemara, and the Chemveni took it. So the Gemara says that there the Chemveni is potter after he took it. Now let him be chayven HaShavas HaVeidus. Mos says, no, that's called HaVeidim Midas. If the father gave it to the cotton, so I'm not mechuyim b'HaShavas. That means, so Tosfos found two cases that a person picked up something and he was not obligated to return. So Tosfos says, yeah. The one case is speaking about a Zokim Vein Lepich Vaidoi. A second case is speaking about an Aveda Midas. Avol Hochi, im hoyo yedeye shi Aveda. If you would know it's an Aveda. Hoyechai, it's a Sofik, you know it. Maybe it's Shaloi. Hoyechai, likechanu shi vilabailim. Im hoyo yedeye shel mi. Who? If you know it belongs. Now it's a Sofik, but he doesn't know who to return it to. He mikbiya chayv b'shmirosa k'din avei d'mamish. Al kaponim, we have a meiridike limut from Tosfos. I remember, I once heard from Rav Chazan, he said, if you see something that doesn't have a simen, don't pick it up. That premise is arrived from this Tosfos. Tosfos says he's not mechuyev to pick it up. That means if he picks it up, he's in hot water. Who's he going to return to? He doesn't know who he's going to return to. He has a whole drawer of avedas, which he's going to wait for Leonovi to ask him who to return it to. But that's irrelevant. But Tosfos says if he sees it, he's not mechuyev to pick it up. So Rabbi Gevega's medai from this Tosfos, the din of leisuchali is alam. The din is, if you see an aveda, you're not allowed to ignore the aveda. This din is only if you'll pick it up, you know who to return it to. If by picking up, I'm just going to put it in my drawer and accumulate avedas, there's no chiyuv. Alav of leisuchah sound is zichah not here. But Tosfos is mechadish, but if you picked it up, then you're stuck. Then everybody is chal on you a chiyuv shmirah. The chayim ashme perikasvine. The komas luchis aveda midasi. The gemara, the chemveni took its luchis. So the gemara says the chemveni is not responsible because when the father gave the luchis to the cotton, it's an aveda midas. Mashme dim lehoish aveda midas. Or sheshape. The mechayim ben tilosa. You picked it up. So there's a chayim ashova on you. Ba'uv de dirishalmi. Now, the Yerushalmi, Tais brought down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi was a mice he brought it home. They told him, Dad, you brought it home. You did a Gemal the Kavla. Uv de Yerushalmi, the Kama Deima, Osa Morim, Leashkechei, Mayri, Shemotzi, Bemokim, Shemishtama, Legamri. There, it's speaking about, he found the Bemokim, Shemishtama, Legamri. Shloi Hoi Saved, it means, over there, it's a Mokim, Shemishtama, Legamri. If you would have picked it up and put it down again, he could put it down. It's not an aveda. It's a mokim shemishtama legamri. So leave it there. You pick it up, put it down. The bailam isn't losing anything. So he's aveda. Veinu vaser shofar. Lekachi lo yoyu lo lemeches. Lo samore yaksev shaper. וכי משמה, זה סתם חביסה, יש פה סימן, החביסה זה סימן, ואם לא יהודה משתמר לגמרי, אם כן, שהפירוס השונות לו, ומה יאמר דלב יוי סובד. וכי, הוד הסניה לכמו, מוצא תליס הקרדה מצד גדר, אין זו עבדה, ולא ייגע בוי, אפילו יש בי סימן מיירי, במוקים המשתמה, זה ספיקים במוקים המשתמה, במוקים המשתמה, is אפילו there's a סימן, so it's מוקים המשתמה, it's not an עבדה. נמי, הוסום, ודאס, ונחשום, אפילו תנד משתמה, ולא ייגע בוי, אפילו יש בי סימן, דרך הפריאל משמניחם, Alisam I Kadumas Pitzat Gedr Shaloisa Soda, they put it there, then come back in 5 minutes, it's not called an Aveda, so Chepanish Mitar. Perish Rashi, the Perish La Yachza, Laka Inish Yerv Sim, the Kosh, the Pshitzan Lech Serenu Shemodop, Shen Yedemi Mabailim, Kim and Shein Vaisim.